Charles Hurd, can you please make sense of the president's Syrian policy and his lack of leadership when it comes to the NSA?
Yeah, I think you're definitely asking the wrong guy to make sense of this, because it's been pretty mystifying to me, too. I think that the real problem here for President Obama has been just real simple politics, and that's what's guiding everything. It guides his national security initiatives here at home, and his foreign policy. I think the reason that that he's sort of overlooked all of the murder and mayhem that we've seen at the hands of Bashar Assad in Syria is because he knows he doesn't have the political capital to go in there and do something, especially among his own supporters, his staunchest supporters, and that's also the same reason why he won't come out and defend the NSA program as strongly as we saw former Vice President Dick Cheney do this weekend, is because his number one, when you go back to the 2008 primary, the reason that he won on an anti-war platform. He won trashing Dick Cheney and President Bush on just this sort of thing, and here he is continuing it and of course drawing enormous fire for doing that.
I found it unthinkable that Dick Cheney had to say this yesterday.
I don't pay a lot of attention, frankly, to what Barack Obama says. I find a lot of it's in other areas, for example, IRS Benghazi, not credible. I'm obviously not a fan of the incumbent president. I don't know what he did to the program. The program, obviously, from what's now been released, is still in operation. I think it's good that it's in operation. I think it has, in fact, saved lives and that kept us free from other attacks.
And so General Hayden just says, we need this. And he also said that President Bush amended President Bush's program and PRISM was in place before President Bush left. See, this is what's different, Charlie. You might not like Bush, you might not like Cheney, but you know where they stand.
Yeah.
You see the president today? We used to debate what the president said in his mission and wonder if he's doing the right thing. And it used to be so much easier and more interesting. Actually, it was very black and white when you do this show. Now there's so much gray area when Ben Rhodes is setting Syrian policy for the White House.
Yeah, there's a whole, like you said, there's a whole lot of gray area with this president, and it's and of course he touts that as being this enormous positive, but when you cannot come out and make a decisive, passionate argument, and I understand there's going to be stuff that you cannot tell people, but if you can't make the case, make the argument, this is a free country. If you can't make that argument in favor of the NSA program that you're running, then there's a real problem.